Thank you for tuning in to The Light of Conscience, where the knowing that exists where thoughts do not lights the way. Subscribe to stay inspired. The best compliment you can give us is to share this with a friend. You can also leave a rating, write a review to help others find us. The more the merrier in the light of conscience.
Love itself is molding us into what we be. Why wait for tomorrow when right now we can be free? So break down your defenses and throw away your shield and give yourself this moment to believe in what you feel.
You can always tell when you interview a podcaster because they ask you questions. And Quina asked me before we started to define what light of conscience is without using the term way shower. So that's how this podcast starts out. But I am thrilled to introduce you to Quina Tahi of 808 Business Moms. You will love her, and I hope that you connect with her. She is incredible with marketing online and social media. So use her knowledge and reach out to her for coaching if it calls to you.
I can do that. Light of conscience to me is following the light within you. Conscience to me means with knowing. And I don't mean with logical knowing. I mean with the knowing that is the present. When thoughts are not.
Wait, are you recording already?
Hell yeah, I'm recording already.
Are you serious? I'm not even.
It's you, Quina Tahi. I do not want to miss one little tiny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So let's get this show started. I'm sorry. I thought that was the pre-interview.
No, it was. It is. What do you need, buddy? You can't be in here.
Your cat is so cute. Your cat sounds like it's an actual child crying outside of your bathroom.
Yeah, he is. Okay, I'm going to start it. Welcome to the podcast, Quina. I'm so excited for you to be here.
I'm excited too, and nervous. Yes.
Oh, why? Oh my gosh.
I am being interviewed by the one and only LC. Why wouldn't I be nervous?
Because, look, this is the place for you to... Damn it. This is the place for you... Quina, this is the place for you. When you're talking to me, literally you can say anything. I will not think it's weird.
I'm a little eccentric.
There's a reason for that. I have known some really, really, really weird people, but they all have hearts of gold. And I don't care what people like do or act like as long as they're coming from love. And Quina, you are completely, like 100% coming from love.
Oh, your cat. I don't know if anyone can hear your cat, but your cat is freaking adorable.
My cat's, yeah, very adorable.
Elsie's cat is crying. Yes, Shadow is crying right next to Elsie, and I keep thinking it's a baby.
Which brings me to the point that you are a mother, and your business is 808 Business Moms. You might be expanding on that. Are you expanding that at all?
Yes. So 808 Business Moms exclusively for Hawaii business moms and the women who offer self-care for moms. And I want to actually do something crazy and start another podcast. It's more of like an educational podcast for mothers who want to be entrepreneurs, so mompreneurs. So that is what I'm expanding on in that sense. Was that your question?
Yeah. Okay. You're not exclusive to Hawaii, is...
Well, in 808 Business Moms, I am. And
okay.
And I didn't want to take away from the authenticity of what the show 808 Business Moms was, but I didn't want to pigeonhole myself. I don't know if that's the right term. I just hear a lot of people say it. There's someone knocking on my closet door again.
It was totally the right term. Let's let them in.
It's my kids. They always try to make a cameo.
Okay, now so, I'm crying. Thank you, LC. Thanks to you, I'm crying.
Oh, good. I love crying, actually. We could go off on a tangent there. I made a legit style video crying, legit style with LC, because it's so amazing to cry. It's such a release. In fact, this past week, I put out the interview I had with Brandy Kiana Joe, and she was talking about how emotions are released and how crying is such a powerful way to just let go of emotions, and then we can move on when we don't have emotions stuck in us. But that's a tangent. And if you want to hear more about that, go find the podcast with Brandy Kiana Joe. It's episode 8. And we are here now.
Yes, I just listened to it.
Oh, good. We're here with Quina. And I wanted to say yes, that I should probably explain why it's feeling a little disjointed. As we mentioned before, Quina is a mom and her children were going to, where are they going? Gymnastics this morning?
Yeah.
And it's all good. And it's all good. So we just got a little interrupted there, but you know what? I had to go feed my cat. So it is all imperfectly wonderful, because that's really the only way it can be.
I love you, Elsie. Thank you. And now I'm crying because Elsie made me breathe in, breathe out. And then all of a sudden these tears came out of my eyes. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. So we're talking about being way showers. We're on the Light of Conscience podcast. And I'm a little embarrassed by that interruption. Not a little, a lot of embarrassed by that, because Elsie, I love you and I respect you. And so I just felt that he didn't show the same respect that I have for you.
Well, he doesn't know me, save that one night at Winos for Rhinos. Shout out to Pua of Wild Aloha Foundation. But it's okay. I don't feel any of the things that you feel right now. So we're all good. And we were talking about crying. And before that, we were talking about your expansion of your podcasts. So right now you have 808 Business Moms, and then you're going to expand to Mompreneur, which is going to be for people who aren't in Hawaii as well.
Yes. And I'm still working out exactly how I want that to run. I just know I want it to be like an education podcast for mothers to be entrepreneurs. And I am still kind of working on the logistics of that.
Let me ask you, because you know it's coming, when did you first realize that you're a way shower?
Okay, so this is the question I was dreading, because this is why I'm dreading the question. I always feel like I never fully understand what a way shower is. When I first read, because I would follow LC on social media, I thought it was way shower.
I know.
I'm like, what is she talking about, taking a shower? And then you would explain to me. I'm like, okay. But then immediately after you explained to me, I would forget. And I know you had that podcast episode. It was 2 podcast episodes with Jennifer and her wife about all the ways of being a way shower, which is a very long list.
Well, it's attributes that a lot of us have. It's not like everyone's going to have every single one of them.
Right. Okay. I get that. And I didn't really realize what a way shower was till I met you. And it's because of you that's why this podcast exists, because I'm pretty sure, at least in my little bubble that I live in, a way shower is not something that people are familiar with.
Right. Most people are more familiar with a term called light worker, but I don't think that that fully encompasses what a way shower is. A way shower is more directly people who follow their heart path or long to, they really yearn to, they know that that is the way they are meant to live their lives. And in the society where most people are following the logic of their minds before the reality of their hearts, it's very difficult for people who came in to teach this different way, because we have to do it ourselves. And when the beautiful thing is, the only way to teach it is to do it yourself, right? So, Quina, I see you as somebody who understands that the heart is the leader. And that's all a way shower is.
Yes, I like that. So the heart is the leader. That brings what we were talking about earlier about not logically knowing, but kind of knowing within our soul, within our heart, about leading with our heart. And that's why I think that's why you and I connect, and we connect with kind of the same people, is because even though they're business people, their businesses are heart led.
Yes. So the thing that lights you up the most about what you do is helping people build their businesses and make them profitable. Can you expand on that?
Yes. Okay. So the big thing, there are these pain points about being a mom. One of my pain points was revealed earlier. And it's always, as a mother, you're always wanted. I don't know if that's the correct term again, but people are always wanting to take from your cup. And I know that sounds, I don't know, maybe arrogant, selfish, whatever adjective you want to put, negative adjective you want to put into that.
It actually, Queena, if I can
go ahead. Yes.
It just sounds true. There's no judgment on it. It's just, yeah, that's pretty much what being a mother is.
You know, I'm not upset with my children always wanting to take from my cup because they're just little human beings. They're learning. So that's why they depend so much on me, because they're still learning. But we also have other people that take from our cup, right? So I'm going to be very personal and very real and tell you who's taking from my cup right now. I am taking care of my boyfriend's mom and my boyfriend, and then I'm also taking care of my boyfriend's dad. So when my boyfriend's at work, which he works a lot, I'm home alone with my kids and his parents. And that takes a lot out of me. I am going to be very honest with you. But with that being said, I still do it. And it's not because it's not because they're like paying me millions of dollars or anything like that. I do it because I love them. And that's what keeps me going. As they're taking from my cup, they fill my cup up with love as well. And again, with that being said, when my cup is empty and when my kids aren't filling up with love, they're just being crazy and spilling things all over the place. When their mother's getting upset with me for forcing her to eat her vegetables and my cup is on empty, that's when I need to remove myself, because I'm no longer good to them. In that moment, I'm no longer good to them. And that is something I've been working on, is recognizing when my cup is empty and taking those deep breaths that LC made me do. And the moment I took those deep breaths, because LC saw my cup getting empty right before this interview, the moment I took those deep breaths, tears started streaming down my face. And I was embarrassed, but it felt so good to get that release out. So thank you, LC, for that. You don't realize how amazing you truly are and how much you help me.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone, LC, you need LC in your life.
Oh, Queena, thank you. Gosh, and you need Queena in your life. So I'm so excited to continue. I wanted to mention something, though.
Is this a therapy session? I feel like I'm in a therapy session right now.
Well, it's really funny that you mentioned that, because my husband is pretty sure I should go back to school and get a master's in psychology and be a licensed psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever, counselor. But I think I might not do that because I don't really follow the protocol of the world. I have a cat. I have a cat. Okay, not a human. He is a cat. Sometimes he meows at me. Sometimes he scratches at me because he wants to be pet or fed, or his litter box has got shit in it. Okay, I have a hard time handling that, Queena. So when you say you have two young children now, you have two young children, you're taking care of them, your boyfriend, and his parents. I have absolutely nothing but admiration and respect for you. My sister has two younger kids, 7 and almost 5. I am just awed, like really, at how people, my mom had two young, you know, when we were young, she had two kids. I don't know how anybody can do it. And I mean, there are people with more than that. There are people with, maybe I could do one. I don't even know if I could do one because I got this cat here and I'm like, Shadow, I really don't have time for you right now. And you can't do that to a kid, because when you need to feed your kid, you need to feed them.
Yeah. You can't just be like, here's your kitty bowl, now eat out of it. But Elsie, like I said earlier, it's that love. And like you said, heart-led. It's that love that you have for your children, and that love that, not even just for my children, but for my boyfriend's parents and my boyfriend, that helps me to, you know, is the reason why I do it. I love them. I may not like them all the time. So even when they're driving me bonkers and I'm like so upset with them, I will still save them from a falling cliff. Or is that the from falling off a cliff? Sorry, falling. Oh, I guess cliffs can fall. I don't know.
Yeah, they can. It'd be harder to save them, but
yeah, but I'll still try. Strange.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. And I am hearing, and tell me if this isn't resonating with you, but what I'm hearing is whenever you have a job to do, whether it be your business or whether it be a responsibility outside of your business, that's just a personal responsibility, it's really important to hold that core intent and to remember it, because that's what's going to keep you going. When I'm going to liken this family situation that you have to any person's business, because that business becomes your family. You're tied to it. It's like a blood relationship or more.
Yes. You hit it right on the money there. So when you have a business, especially when you're starting your business, you're raising a baby. The business is your baby. You're nurturing it. You're putting time in so that this business can grow up and then be self-dependent, and you can just kind of fall into a rhythm with this business. But when you first start it, you have to nurture it and raise it up like you're raising, you know, children, cats, husbands, boyfriends. You have to really raise that business. And when you say go with core intent, I'm going to simplify that a little bit and say to remember your why. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this for the money? Because if you are, then stop doing it. But if you're doing this with real, true intention, if that is your why, then continue. Because if you're raising a baby for money, which is weird, I think people, then yeah, you don't love that baby. And the same with your business. If you're just doing it strictly for the money, then you don't love your business. I'm not saying that money is bad.
Yeah, I would say if you're interested in money, go into engineering. You only need a bachelor's degree and you can make a ton of money. I would also say that if you don't think that you're deserving of money because you didn't go and get that degree or something, that you're just not right. Sorry, but you're wrong. and I would say that starting a business for money, you're probably, for a while at least, probably, there are no limits, but most likely you're going to be sorely disappointed, because businesses, anything really that you do takes time. If you think about it, even going into engineering, you still need to go to school for 4 years and spend a lot of money. It's debatable.
For an expensive maybe I'll get a job.
Right. It's, you know, anything that is done for money is actually, to me, I believe it's a deeper thing where that's what you believe you need to be happy. Okay, whatever you want, literally whatever you are wanting, you're actually wanting the emotional state that you're going to feel, or you think you're going to feel, when you have that. So this is what we're wanting, the emotional state. You know how easy it is to get into an emotional state? All you have to do is sit, close your eyes, and feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. You made me do that earlier. And thank you for that. Elsie's like, I can see you're not calm. Close your eyes. Queena, I can see you. Your eyes aren't closed. Close them. The moment I close my eyes, and she goes, now take a deep breath. I took that deep breath, and she goes, from your stomach, and I'm taking it from my stomach, and these tears just start streaming down my face, and I'm like, I hate you, Elsie, for making me do this, and I love you.
So because you are so perfectly this, and I know perfect isn't a thing, so when I say perfect, I just mean awesome at it. Being authentically you on social media is so huge. I think social media has come a long way to where it used to be all you needed was a presence on social media and you were a thing. Like, you were legit, you were reputable. Now you need engagement. And how do you engage with people?
Thank you for talking about that, because I always tell people, because, all right, so you have a lot of people on social media talking at you. They're not really talking with you. And social media, I think the biggest thing that people miss in it is that it's a conversation, not a sales pitch. Business people miss with it. So they're talking at you saying, we're so great and buy from us. But they're not talking about why they should buy from you. Because when people make a purchase, they're purchasing this product or service because of the way they think it will make them feel. So when you're being authentic with people and hitting in on those pain points, the thing that people whisper about, here, let me give an example. Okay, so I am actually going to have for my second speaker series, I'm going to have a theme. And you guys get to hear it here on Light of Conscience. And my theme is, because this is something that I personally struggled with growing up, is too brown to be white to be brown. And I grew up in, I was raised by a Tongan father and a Samoan mother. But if you see me, which a lot of people do when they see me, they're like, oh, you look like a white girl. Or in our language, it'd be, you look Balangi. See, and Elsie's shaking her head, and that brings up my other point. But when I'm around other Balangis, they're like, no, you're not white.
Is that derogatory? Like Howley?
Balangi is just, that's what you call a white person.
But is it like?
Oh, no, it's not derogatory like Howley. Well, Howley's actually evolved into a derogatory term.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so no, Balangi is just what, like, we would say Balangi is for a white person. Pelikangia is for a British person. Let me think. So it's just the term.
Yeah. Just curious. That was actually kind of interesting. Oh, lesson.
Yeah, awesome. And so that was my struggle growing up because I also got teased by my own family about being this white girl. And even now, you know, people, they see me, they're like, oh, you don't look Samoan, you don't look Tongan, you don't, and then, you know, and then other people are like, oh, I mean, you look like something. And I'm sure a lot of us go through that. But that is going to be the theme for my next speaker series. And that is something that everyone speaks in whispers. Do you get what I'm saying? People whisper about it. They don't talk about it out loud. And that is my biggest thing about being authentic on social media, is to bring out those pain points that people whisper about. And that one was actually kind of deep. Maybe I should do something a little bit more light.
I don't know. That one actually, I have a slight story to go along with it. And I don't think that less than deep is what this podcast is about. So
right.
I'm really glad you shared that. And I'm glad you shared me saying no. You know, growing up in northern Minnesota,
don't you know?
Oh yeah, sure you do. My hair, which if you know me and you know my hair is a light kind of color. I was definitely a brunette in northern Minnesota. I'm 5'7", which is very tall for Hawaii. I was pretty average over there.
Yes, not for Minnesota.
I could go off on another tangent here just because it's... No, I can't. I might get shot. So, I don't think anyone that would shoot me for this listen to the Light of Conscience podcast. But
okay.
So there's a word in Minnesota in general. I think it's from Norwegian or Scandinavian something, but it's UFDA. UFFDAH is one way I've seen it written. But there's a word here that where if you omit the D from UFDA, it's a very, very, how do I want to say it? Offensive term to call, I believe, a Samoan. Might not.
UFDA, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. You know, it's a really bad word. Yeah, it's a UFDA, UFA. It's a really bad word. I actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I ever knew exactly what it was. I'm like, I think it's like motherfucker or fuck you. But no, UFDA. Don't say it unless, you know, you and your friends are joking around, which is funny because that's my Wi-Fi name is UFDA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. So a glimpse into Quina.
Wait, okay. But, go ahead.
So the place that I work, so one of my coworkers is, she's a mix. She's Hapa, which is a mix of different ethnicities, Filipino. I honestly,
most
I don't
likely
know
Spanish. Most Filipinos have the Spanish because when the Spaniards took over briefly. Yeah.
But anyhow, she started to do caretaking for a special boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was working with him. And of course, part of her job was tutoring and teaching. And apparently, so she quit that. Or she was let go from that because apparently she was too howly for them. Dark skin, dark eyes, very dark hair. But apparently because she didn't speak pidgin and she was teaching this person proper English, they didn't like it. And that's fine. But it's just very interesting because I feel like she might have that same pain point that you had. I mean, she was offended by it. She's like, what do you mean, too howly? She's not even white, you know? It's like,
yeah, I know what you mean. So that is, so that's one of the pain points that I am going to be touching upon for my next speaker series in the next few months. And I actually kind of went off topic, and I want to go back to what you were saying about being authentically yourself on social media. So like I said, bring up the pain points. So give me an example, Elsie, help me out here. Give me an example of someone on social media that's trying to sell a product or service, that first thing that comes to your mind first. Doesn't have to be anyone we know, just in general.
You know, all I do on social media is look at my my notifications and catch up with people. Let me think.
It doesn't have to be social media, just a product or service that you can think of right now.
Product or service that I can think of. Starbucks.
Okay, there you go. Starbucks. That's perfect. And Starbucks has, their marketing's great, obviously. But let's say that there is a person starting their own cafe, because that's what Starbucks is, right? It's a cafe. And then they want to get into to Instagram to market. Let's be very specific about the social media. And one thing about social media, it's great because it's free marketing, right? Because you can create a business account for free. Now, they want to reach out to people to come drink their coffee, but you can't speak to everyone because no one will hear you. You have to speak to a specific audience. Now, Starbucks, being a corporate company, they do speak to a specific audience, but they speak to several specific audiences. So I'm a cafe. I'm opening up. I want to target tired moms. Okay. I'm bringing it back to the mom thing because that's what I do, 808 Business Moms. And the way I'm going to target them is I'm going to hit that pain point of theirs, the ones that they're afraid to admit. Now, let me think of a pain point right now. Here we go. Are you tired of waking up with your kids in the morning? Do you just want to press snooze on them and get that extra 5 minutes of sleep? Right? You start hitting that pain point and then you dig deeper into that pain point. Are you feeling tired? And to come over to Elsie's cafe where we will take care of your children. Say like you have a little play area, right? Mm-hmm. We will take care of your children. Your children can come and play at Elsie's cafe while you enjoy your cup of joe and while your children safely play and you can wake up again. I don't have the right words right now, but do you get what I'm saying?
I do. And can you see how awesome it would be to work with Queena, because she just made that all up on the spot. And
I think they can tell because I'm sorry. It was hard for me to find the words because I started like dreaming up this business, this fictional business, like, oh, there could be a play area. They could be this. They can watch the kids and the mom can enjoy a cup of joe and a breakfast without being interrupted. So I apologize. I started building a business in my head for LC Cafe.
It was really awesome, actually. And I can totally see that happening. I'm not going to do it, but LC's Cafe is a really good name.
Or if just I LC, do it, like, I'm going to call it LC Cafe.
Yeah, it would be a really good name. So as far as when you are building a business, you want to hit those pain points, but you want to do it authentically, right? So it has to be from you.
Mm-hmm. So when you're speaking, make sure that you're speaking to and having a conversation with your audience, even though it's weird because you're like talking to your phone and not having like a live conversation. You're still talking to people, because when people come on social media, they're getting onto social media to escape their reality for that moment. So give them a reason, a good reason to escape that reality. Does that make sense?
It does. And it also makes me think, you know, if you want to hit those pain points, you're actually hitting and talk to the people, because you actually want to form relationships with these people. The reason you do is because you're talking to yourself as much, or your past self, as much as you're talking to everyone else.
Yes, LC, you're talking. That is, thank you. You just blew my mind with that. I am talking to my past self. Mind blown. This is why I love you, LC. And this is why everyone should have an LC in their life. She will blow your mind. But like, you know, in the business way.
Or in just a You're actually way cooler than you think you are. And if you think that you're not, you're wrong.
Is that your tagline for Light of Conscience?
Maybe it should be.
It's pretty cool.
Do you want to talk about not being able to breastfeed the world?
Oh, yes. So that actually came from a former coach of mine, Hannah B. King. She's based out in Maui. And she cusses a lot. So if you guys don't care for the cussing, but if you're listening to Light of Conscience, you probably don't care about the cussing. I forewarn people because some people don't like cussing. And she said, you cannot breastfeed the world. And when she said that, I loved it. I was like, that makes so much sense because we're out here trying to help everyone and not everyone wants our help. And honestly, we can't help everyone. So when, say you have a business and in that business, your target market is very broad because you want to be able to attract so many people. You end up helping no one. So you have to get really specific about who you want to help. And like Elsie blew my mind earlier, who you want to help is your past self. Because in order for you to get to where you are now, where you're building a business, you have come, obviously, gone through a lot of hurdles, a lot of tribulations. You are probably on a mountain of failures. Okay. So those mountains of failures, someone might still be climbing, hiking up your mountain and going through those failures. So like Elsie said, you should be targeting and helping your past self, the people who are in that position you were in. Because when I was in those lonely, empty years that I had before, when I, in between my divorce and my boyfriend now, I wish I had someone. I didn't have anyone. And I kept doing things, what are called trends. I went to school, I worked, I took care of my kids, which there's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't right for me to be in school. It wasn't right for me to be working as much as I did because it was taken away from the number one thing I wanted to do was to take care of my children. I had to keep, you know, sacrificing my time with them to go to school, sacrificing my time with them to work, but I didn't even like doing those things. So yeah, help. You don't want to breastfeed the world. And, you know, if you're not into breastfeeding, guys, I mean, it's cool, but you want to help your past self. And Elsie, thank you so much for making me realize that. I am going to make a note of that in my phone right now.
Perfect. I am really happy that you said that you are standing now on a mountain of failures, because the truth is, failure is a term that we've come up with for the steps along the way. And that is not just in business, but that's in life as well. I mean, how many times have we made a decision and then later looked back and said that was the wrong decision or I failed at that? It's not true. You made the perfect choice at that moment. And in our eternally imperfect lives, which is awesome, by the way, it's just another step toward where you are now. And as Abraham Hicks says, can't get it wrong, you never get it done. The reason you can't get it wrong is because it's never done.
Yes, so, preach Abraham.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I love Abraham Hicks. It's true. So help your past self, because you don't know how many people out there, and they're not going to tell you, they're not. Some will, but most aren't. You don't know how many people out there are exactly where you've been, and they need you. And they need you to be authentic on social media so that they can actually see that they're not the only ones. That's why I say I'm a master of imperfection, expert imperfectionist over here. And I'm so proud of it, because I spent much of my life trying to be perfect, thinking that I am perfect and just not getting there. So fail, 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 but not fail. Love, love, everything.
Yes, yes. Awesome. And being heart-led, I love that. I love Light of Conscience. I love how you're heart-led. And I want to touch upon something we talked about earlier about money. I know people are like, well, a business, I need money. So you can't tell me not to love money. Or there are people out there that are too scared to say, oh yeah, I want to earn money for my business. But you know what? There's something that Grant Cardone, he's kind of like a Gary Vee. He's very harsh, but even though they're harsh, there's truth that comes out of their harshness. And one thing that Grant Cardone says is, all we're doing in this world is just exchanging money. So the real questions are, who's got my money and who wants my money? So if you think of it that way, then it's not a bad thing to like money. But when money is your sole reason, so what is it? It's not a bad thing to like money, but it's the way you think of it. Is that it?
Sure.
Yeah. If it's your sole reason for starting your business, then it's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's just, that's the point. It's not going to work out. It might, but it probably won't make you happy is basically it. I mean, as humans, we're actually limitless and we can do anything we want. So I think your point is money is actually awesome. And who would you rather have money? Who would you rather have money? Think about who you are. Think about your light. Think about your heart. Think about what your intentions are in this world. Now, if all the people with those intentions of love, of light, of leading from the heart, of showing a different way and of being this beacon of love in the world had the money that the Illuminati has, I think we'd be all right.
Yeah, because they'll have more opportunities to serve people. Because like I said, everyone's just exchanging monies in this world. So everyone's just, who's got my money and who wants my money?
Exactly. And that's another thing that you can do as a consumer is, who am I giving my money to and who do I support? And just to be very mindful of that, because some companies are really stepping forward in the light and some aren't. And local is awesome because then you're helping your neighbor. We could go into a lot ethically here, but that's not what this is about either, because yeah. I don't believe in right or wrong. There's just conscience, which is the knowing that is present when thoughts are not.
Yes, Elsie, there's just conscience. I love that. And I love Elsie. I don't know if I said that enough. I don't think I did.
I will say, because we should be wrapping this up fairly soon, Quina also wanted to bring up the point that if people don't like you, then they're not your people. So obviously we know Quina is my people and I am her people because we just adore each other. And I'm not a mother. I don't have any children. I do have a cat, but I'm in her 808 Business Moms Facebook group. And it's a lovely group. And if you are in Hawaii or anywhere, tell me who's allowed in that group.
My Facebook group is for anyone that identifies as a mother. And anyone can join the group as long as, and I'm actually going to be very honest here, as long as, you know, you don't mind me talking about moms and don't mind me talking about Hawaii in my group. I do eventually want to branch my group out to where it's just my 808 Business Moms podcast group, and then one where it's just strictly 808 Business Moms. But right now, because I'm still learning on how to have engaging and successful, I guess is the word, Facebook group, I'm just using this one group to work on that. And once I feel comfortable about branching out, then I will. So everyone right now who likes the podcast, anyone that's an 808 Business Mom, anyone that does, they just come. It's just a big melting pot right now, which is what Hawaii is. Hawaii's just a big melting pot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially Oahu.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. And I'm in the group and I think it's engaging, and the people in it are wonderful and they post comments and it seems like we're all for each other in that group, and I really, yes. I really appreciate it. Did you want to expand on if people don't like you, then they are not your people at all?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. All right. So I just want to take this time to tell you that Elsie has a Facebook group that I love, and I love watching your videos. Sing. I love voting. Elsie makes us vote. Well, she doesn't make us vote, but she has this vote on what songs that we wanted to sing. And I always love voting on those things. So Elsie, I don't think I ever told you this, but I love you. If someone doesn't like you, then they're not your people. And what I mean by that when I say that is, why would you waste your time on people who already don't like you, don't want to give you the time of day? They're not going to buy from you, if we're speaking from a business point of view here. So why are you wasting your time on those people when you have so many other people who adore you, who like, know, and trust you, and want to buy from you? Why would you focus all your energy on the negative and not on the positive?
Definitely. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm very confused if you do.
Yeah. Let me add to that too. This is something that's present in my sphere right now. So I've recently realized that my music is actually a channel for angels. Okay. So weird to some people. Yeah, exactly. Quina is shaking her head like, no, because she's heard me, she knows. But even people who have heard me, if they aren't, if they just don't resonate with the word angel, or they don't believe that there are angels, or they think that that's something that's just a Catholic thing, or I don't know. However, if I try to market my music without saying that this is a channel for angels, I'm not being fully truthful. I'm not being 100% brightness, right? I'm trying to dull it a little bit so that people who aren't, so people who aren't in that vein of wanting angels in their living room might want me in their living room. But you know what? I don't want to be in someone's living room who doesn't want the angels, because the angels are going to be there.
Yeah. And that's who you are. Exactly. I am with you. I believe in angels. And there have been moments when I know my angels speaking to me and telling me, don't do something. And then I would do it. And it always ended up not ending well. The results were never good. So you can call it your intuition or whatever, but I honestly believe that my angels speak to me as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they come through to open and heal the heart.
I believe in angels, but I also believe, which Elsie, I know she believes in this too, because we've talked about this, is also angels are there to guide us, but they're not there to do all the work for us.
Yeah. They're not here to take your power away. Your power, your willpower, your free will is something that is a gift. And that's why it is so cool to be on this mountain of failures. Look what I built. I made this mountain. Now watch me move it.
Love it. Yes.
And on that note, Queena, I would love to continue talking. And I always say that because I just love these podcast interviews so much. And guess what? We can continue the conversation in the Light of Conscience community on Facebook. We can continue it on the 808 Business Moms group, or in it on Facebook as well. You can reach out to Queena. How can they find you?
Okay, so LC, everyone can find me on my favorite social media platform, Instagram, 808_business_moms. I have a website, 808businessmoms.com, moms with an S. I always have to emphasize that. It's moms with an S. And I also have a Facebook group, 808 Business Moms Ohana, which is Elsie's a part of, and I'm a part of her group. And join us in on the fun at 808 Business Moms Ohana.
Absolutely. We cannot wait to see you there. Thank you, Queena, so, so much.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I always love hanging out with Queena. If you want to get in on some awesome stuff or want your very own Healing House concert, getting those angels into your own living room or den or yard or wherever it might be, please reach out. Best way to get in touch with me is through Facebook, in my Facebook group, Light of Conscience Community. Search for it and you'll see the whale, or it's bit.ly/LOC community. Club LC is another way to really get in tune with yourself and the frequencies of pure love and light and all the good things. You can receive Reiki every single week. You also get to talk to me on live calls and receive music and meditations and other tools to keep you inspired on your way showing way. The URL for that is bit.ly/club, capital L, capital C, because it stands for Light of Conscience. And as you know, also my name, Laura Christine. Thank you.
It's enough to say I love you. It's enough to say let's try. Don't know about tomorrow, but right now.